For the flexibility to move the informal document to Friday, I think that's very valuable, and hopefully it will gather some resolution on a couple of points that we have. And secondly, thanks for the assurance that there was no intent to bypass GRPE. But I would say that that highlights the lack of communication that occurred with the development of this document. And I feel the need personally to say that OICA are disappointed that no attempt was made to allow us to make minor contributions to this document. As Rob just said in his presentation, there are a couple of errors in this document that somehow need to be resolved. And they would have been resolved in advance if there had been a discussion with OICA, because we raised them yesterday as we saw the document in the WLTP ad hoc informal meeting. It's history. I know we can't change history. And I also accept fully that in OICA discussions on these matters, we also didn't fully communicate our intentions. Everyone has their reasons for some lack of communication. Some of it was accidental. But I would just take this opportunity, if I may, to plea that whatever the time pressure and whatever the intentions, that we try to involve all stakeholders in the interest of doing the job right and doing the job once in any future actions. And I think just as one final point, Rob touched on it, but it's this deviation of Regulation 154 from GTR 15. It seems to me personally very curious that we amend a regulation that's covered by a GTR without proposing to amend the GTR. Perhaps we can have some sort of comment on the intention for those changes to GTR 15 and who bears the responsibility for proposing that on what timescale. Thank you.